Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Just a week ago, it was Christmas. And we all came together and we celebrated God entering into our world as a little baby 2,000 years ago. And we heard the nativity story of how two unexpected yet ordinary people from an obscure little village said yes to God. And today we read another story about the birth of Jesus. It isn't full of the sweet details of a baby. This story tells us about the origin and identity of Jesus from before the beginning of time, and it links Jesus with the beginning of all existence and as a central part of creation. It's a story about our eternal God. Now, John's gospel isn't like the other three. His writings contain references to Greek philosophy and uses a lot of symbolic language. And we can easily miss some of the absolutely amazing things that John says if we don't read it with this in mind. You know, this morning's gospel is rich and full, and so I'm going to take a little bit of time to dig deeper into some of the words that John gives us. So I don't know if you want to have your insert with you. We're going to go through a couple of lines, line by line. Because when I prepared for this, I was just overwhelmed by the richness of it. And even though it's all familiar, and in the beginning was the Word, which echoes Genesis and echoes, I think, the start of a couple movies, I thought it would be good to take another look at it. So, in the beginning was the Word. Now, the term Word that's used in this very first sentence means something beyond the spoken Word. You know, Word is used as the thought, meaning, and the actual Word that's spoken to help us understand something. So in Greek, the word is logos, and we've heard that word logos as referred to Jesus. And that translates into the divine reason that orders the universe. So when you hear word or logos for Jesus, it's the divine reason that orders our universe. And so when we hear this, John means for us to understand that Jesus is the concept and the expression of God. That was just like, whoa, amazing. And then the next part, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Jesus, as the Word, as that divine reasoning behind everything, has always existed with God and existed as God. With God and as God, the one eternal being. And then the next little phrase, all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. So Jesus, the Logos, the Word, God, is a divine operator responsible for all creation, for everything. Jesus existed as God and Creator always. Then John, the author of our gospel, goes on to say, what came into being in him was life, and the light was the light of all people. But it's really interesting to know that in Greek, light and darkness are more than what allows us to see or removes that ability for us. Light is that which offers life and is holy. And darkness is a moral opposite. It's what brings death and is evil. So being the light of all people, offering life and holiness, is the essence of Jesus. And it's the purpose of his being. And this is the part that's just great. John tells us, Jesus is that, life and light for everyone. Well then, from the next sentence, there was a man from God whose name was John, all the way down about seven sentences. Pretty much we can figure that one out. It's pretty straightforward. So we're going to skip down to like the last third, where it says you see God written twice, and then it says, and the Word became flesh. Did you guys find that? Okay, and the Word became flesh and lives among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Jesus became incarnate, or flesh, became human, and made his dwelling place with us. And he shows us God's character, a heart full of grace, a heart full of unfailing love and truth and faithfulness. So if we want to know who God is and what God's like, we turn to Jesus. And then John testified to him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.'" So John the Baptist is telling us, not only is Jesus before him in significance and in time. And then, from this fullness, we've all received grace upon grace. Through Jesus, all of us limited and broken people get to experience God's unfailing love and complete faithfulness as a gift, freely given. Well, last night at the 5:30 service where we have a discussion instead of a sermon, there was a lot of conversation about how people in the group just had a hard time accepting this, a gift freely given, because it brought up in them that awkwardness, you know, particularly around the holidays when someone comes and gives you a gift and you're like, I don't have anything to give you. You know, that like that social setting of you give me something, I'm supposed to give you something. And someone even brought up the term, it's like it's fairness or justice. And how this is so hard to get their heads around, that it's this amazing gift and it's just there. We don't have to do anything in return except receive it, to accept Jesus. And we get all that love. And when we left, they were still struggling with it, but could see that as amazing and just beyond their real understanding. And then the next line that we'll look at is, the law indeed was given through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. And we know the law, that means the rules of the Old Testament given to Moses and all those consequences. But John says with Jesus, you know, we have new rules and they come with grace, that unfailing love of God that we just talked about. And we know that there are just two rules that we're to live under. And we said it this morning in our opening prayers. And, you know, Reverend Jeannie and I talk about this all the time. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. So instead of hundreds of laws, we have two. And then last, we have, no one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. And true, no one has seen the face of God, but Jesus, God's only Son, and fully God as well, intimately being and knowing God, is the one who makes God known to us. So, you know, God tried repeatedly, and we just couldn't fully comprehend and know God through any other presentation, either through nature or through what the prophets said. So God became one of us. God took human form in Jesus. Because hopefully we know ourselves and each other. And everything that God wants us to know about God's self is revealed in Jesus. You know, God became this vulnerable person so that we can understand God. And because of this, because Jesus became one of us, we have hope that God understands us. And Jesus makes it clear that the reason, the meaning, and the purpose of human existence, of our existence, of our lives, is love. God came down on Christmas Day and took human form so that we can know God. And God did this so that we can know that we are loved by God. And in return, we love God and we love each other. Oops. Now, Jeannie gave us a poem from the same pastor and theologian that I discovered, too. She gave us a poem in her Thursday email, and I found another poem by Howard Thurman, and it's called The Work of Christmas. And I think it sums up and sets us up, this moving from Christmas to a new year. And it goes, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, and when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, and to make music in the heart." You know, it's God's desire that we continue the work of the Word, of His one and only Son. We are to illumine Christ's light and to get involved in all the broken places and the broken people and enact God's judgment and bring God's love into this world. A long time ago, God broke into our world as a little baby. And then he grew up to be a man who changed everything. God became incarnate, flesh or human. And this morning, the reading from the Gospel of John gives us the essence of Jesus, the light of the world. And he shows us all we need to know about God. This is the grown-up version of the little baby we celebrate on Christmas morning. So as followers of Jesus, we continue to be the fleshing out, to be the hands and feet of Jesus through our actions of reconciliation and love. And like John the Baptist, we're asked to testify and witness these truths to others so that they too can point to Christ and more can get to know that love you only know from God through Jesus. The opening sentences of the Gospel of John is more than a birth story, and it's more than a theological collection of dimensions on the story of the baby in Bethlehem. It's the most amazing love story ever. Out of love, we were created by the divine presence of our universe to be loved by God and to love God in return. It's amazing. Amen.